This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I still can't play the audio for that. So suffice to say, Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand, a huge selection of magazines for any of your handguns or rifles. If it's showing on their website, that means it's in stock. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, for all of you out there that consider yourselves to be proponents of gun control / gun safety / civilian disarmament people, let me ask you why you enabled a shooter. Maybe not you per se. You want laws, we have laws, and then those laws get turned aside whenever one of these yahoos shows up with a gun or commits a crime to where he shouldn't be able to buy a gun. And then he shows up with a gun and everybody's like, how'd that happen? Dr. Henry Bello was one of those guys. He was able to purchase a firearm because the New York legal system granted him a plea bargain on a 2004 felony charge. 2 weeks ago, he passed a criminal background check and bought an AR-15 type rifle in upstate New York. The rifle was modified to comply with the state's strict firearms law, which means there's a lot of things curved on it, melted and made to look a different way, and there's no flash suppressor on it. There's no underlug, so Dr. Bello couldn't have fixed bayonets. The barrel's still on it, though. Bello traveled to Bronx Lebanon Hospital Center last Friday and used that gun to shoot his colleagues, killing one woman, Dr. Tracy Sinyi Tam, and injuring six others. And then he killed himself. The New York Post reported that Bello was arrested in 2004 for grabbing a 24-year-old woman by the crotch and attempting to carry her away. "You're coming with me," he reportedly told the victim. He was initially charged with felony sex abuse, conviction that would have appeared on a background check. They plea bargained his case down to a misdemeanor, according to the Post. Then Manhattan judge Melissa Jackson also granted a special waiver to Bello 2 years after the assault so he could apply for specific licenses and jobs within the healthcare field. So just 12 days after receiving the waiver from the judge, he was hired as a pharmacy tech in the city's hospital system. Judge Melissa Jackson is now an acting state Supreme Court justice. Why do we need all of these laws if you're not going to enforce them? Why do you need to come after me and everybody else like me who hasn't done anything yet and let this guy slip through the cracks? Dr. Henry Bello was capable of buying that rifle simply because he got plea bargained down. Isn't that something to be proud of? Gun grabbers. 2008, he was granted a special permit from the state to practice medicine, and he was hired to be a physician at Bronx Lebanon Hospital. So, okay. There you have it. That is the forensic look at a guy who went in someplace and was looking for somebody in particular to shoot. And then when he couldn't find that particular person, then he decided to shoot whoever he could find. And he did it with an AR-15. Well, an AR-15 type rifle. I wouldn't call the New York compliant AR-15 But it has the same one thing that all AR-15s have, which is a barrel. And that's the part they don't ever get. They never get that right. And I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because I think it's ironic. I'm laughing because these are the same people who would tell you and me that we're the cause of all of this violence. The NRA is the cause of all of this violence. Second Amendment Foundation is the cause of all of this violence. Gun Owners of America, the cause of all of this violence, because everybody involved in this advocates freedom. And we go based upon the definition of what this country is supposed to be that our founding fathers put in place. And they will call us things like originalist, and they'll call us things like, you know, old-fashioned, stupid, dangerous, terrorists, you name it. And in the meantime, somebody will appoint a judge who will take a plea bargain on a guy who was a sexual predator and then allow him to dispense drugs and then allow him to be a doctor. And then after all that's done, allow him to buy a gun. I sort of draw the line. When you get out there and you declare your sexual predatorhood, when you have declared to yourself, to people around you that that's what you are, to me, at that point, some of these natural rights that we all are born with, some of them need to be forfeit. I'm fully aware of all of the arguments about getting your rights back after you have, if you've committed a felony when you were a kid, and then you got out there and you lived a model life. I'm fully aware of all of those. But look where this one particular incident led us. Because for most people, they would say, well, you know, he was able to dispense drugs, and then he became a physician. He must have turned his life around. Newsflash. Doctors, lawyers, actors, singers, politicians, anybody out there, they're just like you. They may not be as good as you are. They may be, and you know, there's nothing special about them. They may know some special things, and they may get this, you know, they may know a bunch of people that are on TV, or they may be on TV a lot themselves, but it is not any different. Their life is no different than yours. They worry about weight. They worry about their health. They worry about their kids. You know, I'm not going to sit out there. And, well, I mean, like people like Johnny Depp, who's, I don't know how many times, a millionaire. He's having to watch his finances. I mean, these people are just people. And most of them have a moment in the sun where they're, you know, the sun is shining on them all the time, and they're ubiquitous all over the media centers. But that goes away quick. That doesn't last very long. Think about it. How many Frank Sinatras are out there? And even Frank Sinatra was not as big as, you know, the name would make you think. Everybody has their moment in the sun. So these people are no different from you. So when they're telling you that you can't own a gun, but then they let a guy like this have a gun, well, what are you to think? I'll tell you what to think. It has nothing to do with your public safety. It has everything to do with simply disarming you. For what reason, we have to figure that out later at a different date. I have some conjecture out there that I could throw at you, but I'm not, you know, I've already done it. I'll do it again at some later date. Just not doing it today. But don't sit back and for one moment think that they're out there trying to save you. They're out there just trying to make sure that you can't hurt them. And the question then becomes, why do you have to be worried about being hurt? Why would we hurt you? When we get back, we're going to enjoy the implosion of CNN, just because it's funny. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Back in. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, Ammunition Depot, they have one speciality. If they have it on their website, that means it's in stock. And while your chosen ammo may not be on sale, they always have something on sale, 3 or 4 different selections per caliber. That's a pretty good setup that they have. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. If you've ever had any doubt that our president was right, that the mainstream media is the enemy of the American people, well, CNN probably corrected your inexplicable inability to comprehend this very painfully obvious truth, because on July the 4th, they decided to threaten some guy for daring to make fun of its medianess holiness. Apparently, if you dare defy the media, it has a right to wreck your life, as long as you are an anti-Obama rodeo clown or a meme-making rando on Reddit. If you're a zillionaire like Anthony Scaramucci, with the bucks to hire top-flight law firms and gawkerize its lame carcass, which I would have done in a split second if CNN had lied about me, about the way they did about him, then you get a free pass. But instead of comforting the afflicted and afflicting the comfortable, their new motto is apparently confront the afflicted and settle with the comfortable. Every time I see the CNN logo, I can hear James Earl Jones going, "This is CNN, and we suck." That's an ad lib, though. Maybe we should all thank CNN for, you know, their work guaranteeing Trump's second term. Before we move on, someone is wanting, and what I'm talking about is this guy, the guy who did the WrestleMania where he put CNN's logo over the face of Vince McMahon. Somebody wants to point out that that guy is kind of a jerk and said stuff that offends decent people. And I say to you simply, so? How is that the point? It is not the point. Without a doubt, it is not the point. This is a multi-billion dollar media corporation using all of their power, and when I say all, I mean all, to threaten an individual into not criticizing them. How? And don't pretend for a minute that this media extortion precedent gets limited to the outlier Reddit guys. We would be next. The media babbles incessantly about principles, but as soon as they become inconvenient, then, well, they throw those straight out the window. A silly wrestling gif supporting the president. Is that gif or gif? I never get that right. Supporting the president promotes violence against the media, but a week before that funding, a play where President Trump is stabbed to death was artful political commentary. And there's my objection to all of this recent stupid principles talk. They're never actually promoting principles. It's always a scam, and it's always a pose designed to stop other people from acting in or defending their own interests. These principles never ever require the people allegedly holding them to not act in or defend their interests. CNN has all sorts of principles it uses to bludgeon their opponents, none of which seem to limit their own actions. How convenient for them. And Trump sees this and not only calls it out, but refuses to back down even an inch in the face of their predictable, "Oh, well, I never." That's why we see wussy Frito-Con Republicans like Jeb Bush and John Kasich trotted out to sadly shake their heads. They're always willing to submit to this nonsense and obediently, trash conservatives in the name of principles that they never, ever, ever apply to the media or to their leftist string pullers. But Trump don't play that. And whatever, you know, he's got plenty of faults, but this is great. I love this. Normal people are receptive to his attacks on the media because they hate the mainstream media too. They are now woke to the fact, unarguable fact, that the mainstream media is almost entirely composed of leftists who hate normal people and who see absolutely nothing wrong with using their platform to aggressively promote a leftist agenda, all while presenting themselves as nonpartisan public servants. And it's all a lie, and we know it, and beyond the hate directed at us, having the hypocrisy of it rubbed in our faces, that's even more galling. If you want the prestige and honor due a nonpartisan, objective truth-teller, you need to try being a nonpartisan, objective truth-teller, and it won't do. If you won't do the hard work of doing that, then you don't get the benefit. And if you want respect, you better try earning it. But they don't want to have to do that. The media wants their cake. They want to eat it, and further, they want to make us bake lots of cakes and write on them. Best wishes upon your voluntary transformation to boy to girl by the mere power of you wanting to, because that is totally a thing, and so is global warming and Russians. So I like to see the near universal contempt for their creepy extortion gambit. And maybe by the time I talk about this, and, you know, maybe in 15 days or whatever, whoever their general counsel is, he will have apologized, retracted, and fired everyone associated with that unbelievable idiocy. Or they might double down, because CNN, their innovative rating strategy appears to be focused entirely toward identifying and pursuing a smaller, more selective audience composed solely of members of the complete idiot demographic. I don't care. I just want them to collapse into the basement. I want to laugh at their twitching corpse. And then superstars like noted legal scholar Chris Cuomo can focus on important things like his new puppy, Woofy. And probably the best part of all of this is this fact that their own actions have validated every bad thing Trump's ever said about the lying media. That he was totally and completely correct about their moral bankruptcy, and it makes it all that much sweeter. So, when the media takes a side, it makes the other side its enemy, and that's a conscious choice. CNN has decided to embrace a leftist fascist ID. That's what they have decided to hitch their wagon to. CNN is now in the middle of trying to decide whether they should shed all pretense and act openly, as we always knew it wanted to. But what they're doing right now with this guy on Reddit, that's not good. We've already got a culture war underway already. This only makes it more likely to get worse. But you have taken a side, CNN, and that's fine. It's perfectly okay to be what you want to be. Just stop telling me you are a news organization. You are a leftist propaganda machine. That's what you are. You're in the bag for every leftist out there. I'm surprised Bernie Sanders has not been given a job. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Now more than ever, you need to stock up on ammunition. You need to do it. If you haven't already done it, you need to do it now. Because, well, I'm about to give you another reason. AmmunitionDepot.com. I've decided to start. Yesterday I gave you the thing about, getting a rifle. If you haven't already got a rifle. Rifles, you don't need a bunch of them. You have plenty of handguns, but, you know, just a few rifles. If you're worried about spending the money. Especially right now, the AR-15 market is cratered. This is the time to buy one. And if you haven't bought one yet, then you need to. Now, yesterday we talked about one of the reasons to have a rifle is because North Korea has an ICBM now that can, well, it can, you know, get to certain parts of the United States now, which is not their goal. Their goal is not to nuke us. It's to EMP us. If that happens, rifle would come in handy. Another reason to have a rifle today in the United States is the very dangerous mindset that the Democrats are beginning to infest themselves with. They have long believed that they alone occupy the intellectual high ground, regardless of the issue. But recently they have undergone a very ominous shift, and it's been building for decades. Part of this involves their staunch refusal to engage in any meaningful debate of the issues, considering everyone else is just a bunch of cultural infidels. That's dangerous because it threatens the fundamental underpinning of our civility and the overall stability of this country. Their energy comes today, their political energy driving them today, primarily comes from their dominance in academia, entertainment, and media. This gives them an unprecedented ability to influence what most people learn, see, and hear. Carefully controlling both the medium and the message to keep certain demographics increasingly mired in grievance, fear, and hate. Hence, the low-info voter. Now, of course, all of that got disregarded in November of 2016. So, they still have control of it. But now we're going to, you know, it's not like I can still consider it a threat as far as information. What I consider a threat now is where they're going to go to next. But at the heart of it all is identity politics. They produce a hotbed of victim identities that form the basis for the incredibly divisive actions we're now seeing. Like Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who has outlived her shelf life, according to me, by probably about 20, 25 years. She called the Trump administration a bunch of scumbags, and on Twitter, she called them the hashtag Kremlin Klan. One of her staff added, it's white supremacy all over again. Phil Montag, an official with the Nebraska Democratic Party, was captured on audio railing against Steve Scalise. I'm glad he got shot. I wish he was bleeping dead. Madonna. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm outraged. And yes, I've thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. I don't know exactly how you would do that, Madonna. Have you suddenly become like a demolitions expert? That's somebody talking with no capability of backing it up. Comedian Kathy Gifford posed with a mock decapitated head of Trump. This is ISIS-style propaganda there. That's exactly what that was. And then there's the Shakespeare in the Park, you know. None of these examples are about artistic expression or free speech. This is a reflection of extreme intolerance and absolute refusal to accept the outcome of an election. You know, like you and I did in 2008, like you and I did again in 2012. We accepted it. We didn't like it. But we accepted it. These public manifestations serve only to feed a political environment that's already overflowing with some agitators propagating violent fantasies about taking down the president by any means possible. Here's the thing. They don't consider what that... Let's say they were to do that. Now, see, the way this would work would be like this. If they killed Trump, we have President Pence. They kill Trump and Pence, we have President Paul Ryan. And if Ryan goes, I guess we then have President Mitch McConnell. Still in the control of the Republicans. They want this, I don't even know what you would call this. They want this fairy tale notion that Trump goes away and they install Hillary. Okay? That's not the way the country works. However, let's just say they were to do that. Let's say they did kill Trump. What happens if we find out that this is all put together by the Democratic Party here in the United States? You know, there's a lot of people out there that believe a lot of things that have happened in this country over the last 20 some odd years have all been done by the government. Inside jobs and everything else. So if we found a truly inside job, what would happen? Before the 2016 presidential election, a video aired showing how Democratic operatives paid people to pick fights at Trump rallies to create a perception of right-wing anarchy. They called this bird-dogging. And that we found out that the bird-dogging was approved by the Clinton campaign manager, Robbie Mook, on July 4, 2015. This all coincided with a plan to cite incidences of violence in order to create the perception that Trump is dangerous. People that were getting beat up at these things were real people. They were doing this just so Hillary would win the Consequently, violent assaults against Trump supporters skyrocketed. Joining student activists, the militant group Antifa successfully prevented conservative authors from speaking on college campuses. Democratic Congresswoman Val Demming described the Berkeley calamity as a beautiful sight. So now they're openly glorifying political violence. It isn't, it wasn't surprising to see hostilities jump to the next level with them trying to shoot Republicans. Later that day, Claudia Tenney received an ominous email, one down, 216 to go. Even with Republican Congressman Steve Scalise still suffering in the hospital from the assassination attempt, prominent Democrats are going ahead with their plans to ratchet up the political rhetoric by increasing their usage of an old term associated with overthrowing governments, the resistance. So now we're about to see the resistance of summer, a series of anti-Trump events designed to attract the simpletons within the fascist party. Democratic Vice Presidential Candidate Tim Kaine tweeted, "Democrats have to fight in the streets against Trump." Loretta Lynch made an impassioned video plea that was posted on the U.S. Senate Democrats' Facebook page. "I know it's a time of concern for people who see our rights being assailed, being trampled on, and even rolled back." I don't even want to go into it. She's out there trying to distort things. That's pure Saul Alinsky. Pure Saul Alinsky. What Lynch and others of her ilk always fail to mention is that our founders, while very outspoken, were incredibly tolerant individuals, and they were honorable, who understood and, more importantly, practiced the art of debate and diplomacy. And unlike Lynch and others, they didn't encourage violence as a way to resolve every little issue that didn't go their way. If you don't have a rifle, this is the time to get one. Because if they ever get in power again, they're going to try to be just like CNN, where they silence people. Because they don't ever want to be in this position again. Haven't figured out how they're going to change the demographics of the country. Because they're not trying, they're out there telling us all that we're racist, homophobic, xenophobes, sexist, misogynists, and all these other things. I'm just all about flipping parties right about now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
All right. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Tony Simon. Tony has, where did I put it? I had it right here. Where'd it go? Okay. Tony has launched something he calls the 2A for Everyone. Second Amendment is for Everyone Diversity Group. Tony is a staunch training advocate. He's out of New Jersey, so he has... better man than me, okay? Better man than me. This portion's to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is simply one place that you can go. You can find ammo in the caliber you're looking for there. They've gotten low. They've gotten below the 50 million round mark. Yes, that's true. But they always strive to maintain that. And if it shows up on the website, it's in stock. You can make your order out, pay your money, and you're going to get exactly what it said you were going to get on that website. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. On the political spectrum, I'm coming up just to the right of Moses. I'm not that upset. My background has a, you know, it was typical of the 60s and 70s in the southern United States, church on Sunday, that kind of thing. I look at the way Trump chooses to fight back against the progressive press. And I'm glad that he's fighting back against this relentless tide of hate-filled rhetoric and lies. That's business as usual, part of the discourse spewed by the leftists and the mainstream media and the Democrats. They don't like that he gets on Twitter. I know Republicans don't like that he gets on Twitter. I don't understand that. What difference does it make? I've had somebody say, take his phone away. And don't let him get back on Twitter. Why? I don't know if anybody's noticed what he's been getting done while everybody's been concentrating on his Twitter feed. But he is a master of misdirection. A lot of people whom he disagrees with, according to them, he is vile, vulgar, trashy, undignified, unpresidential, piggish, childish. And Jay Bookman of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he said, with all the self-control and discipline of a spoiled four-year-old throwing a temper tantrum at the grocery store. But at least he's not a leftist. Or better put, at least he's not beholden to a leftist agenda. Now, much of what we hear and read from this president that would be considered by squeamish people to be undesirable is, when he's saying it, it's the result of living most of his life under significant leftist influence. Rush Limbaugh, a lot of other people, I've said it, Trump's not a conservative. Not in the sense that would define real conservatism. But as Rush also pointed out, strong conservatism hasn't been at the top of the GOP ticket since 1984. So what are we missing exactly? What Donald Trump is and what he can continue to be is a great ally in the battle against leftism and the radical perverse agenda of the modern left. Trump has proven this many times since his inauguration on January the 20th. For most of his cabinet appointments to the Supreme Court appointment, his lower court appointments, his executive orders, and so on, Trump has gotten much done to aid the cause of conservatism and hinder the cause of leftism. And the leftists are not blind to this, and thus the continuous nasty attacks from the left. And nasty is as nasty does. And the left can't help themselves because, for the most part, it is simply who they are. In addition to these dishonest attempts to undermine Trump and the GOP agenda time and again, they have left nearly no insult unturned as they have sought to ridicule and insult Trump and his family. They attack him, his daughter Ivanka. They attack 11-year-old Barron Trump. Every one of these people who are not the president, Melania, they suffer the evil ire of the modern leftist. And so Trump is supposed to remain dignified and presidential through all of this, yeah? Is that what you would have me believe? I want to see him with bloody knuckles. I mean, he's actually been doing quite well to respond only in the manner that he has. I'm not sure there's a husband and father the world over who's ever been forced to endure these kind of attacks on himself and his family as Donald Trump has. And this isn't only coming from the leftist media. Many Democratic politicians have not only remained silent and thus given tacit support to their cohorts in the media, they've joined in. They've been dropping F-bombs like two Democratic senators, you know, so much for their dignity. And these guys are from the world's greatest deliberative body, the Senate. They were attacking the GOP and President Trump or comparing the Trump camp to Nazis. Democrats, you guys aren't the smartest guys. You guys are unhinged. In late March, the newly elected chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Perez, ignorantly and defiantly declared that Trump did not win the election. And then he followed that up an all too common Democratic refrain, Republicans don't give a bleep about people. Where was Mr. Perez's dignity and decent behavior for those on the left? What about the high expectations from those of the esteemed Fourth Estate? Shouldn't we demand some sort of honest and upright behavior from those worthy of specific protection in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution? Leftism corrupts. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you are an elected official, a member of the press, an entertainer, an educator, if you're devoted to the ministry, leftism corrupts. And the leftists still wonder why. They wonder how and why any self-respecting person could support Donald Trump. What are they selling? They're selling devotion to killing children in the womb, killing the family, killing capitalism, redefining the oldest institution in the history of humanity, redefining gender, redefining the Second Amendment, defending and promoting pornography and any other sexual perversion imaginable, defending and promoting socialism, defending and promoting the myth of global warming, and so on and so forth, EIEIO. And they consider us vile and vulgar. And yet, that is the tenet of the modern leftist. So if they want to see something really revolting, All they have to do is take a look in their mirror and see what's staring back at them. You know, Dianne Feinstein, at the height of the omnibus crime bill that was coming down, when she really wanted to ban guns. I mean, she said so on TV. I believe her. I believe everything she said about that. The only problem is that for these Democrats, the biggest problem they face is it's one thing to get out there and say, we say it will be so, and then actually have somebody go out and do it. Leftism is becoming, there's just not that many of them left. I know how many votes Hillary got, and that's fine. I would love to know what percentage of them are low info and what percentage of them are truly hardcore leftists. But, I mean, all that stuff that they defend and promote that I just told you about, that's a pretty extreme position to take on a daily basis. I didn't even bring up anything about the way they do people that are criminals. They're very soft on crime. Illegal immigration, they want all they can bring in here. The Republicans aren't much better, but they're doing it for the cheap labor, which is no better by any stretch of the imagination. And that's why I'm glad Trump, I mean, this is why you have people like McCain and Graham clucking at him dismissively when he's talking about building a wall. But Trump knew he's going to try it. He may physically try to build a wall, but he didn't ever actually have to do it. He just had to say he was going to do it. And look what we have gotten for it. And I'm sure a lot of the cronies of the McCains and the Rams out there are calling them up. A lot of Las Vegas casinos and everything else calling them up saying, we're having to pay people minimum wage now. We're losing our shirts. Oh, well. Pity party for everybody. Pity party for them. Doesn't change nothing. Coming up next, Tony Simon. Simon Says Train. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.